ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه بعد to continue on our topic of the ghuraba, the strangers, who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith in Ibn Majah promised the Jannah, where he said fatuba lil ghuraba. We're talking about the inner qualities. Yesterday we talked about taqwa, and today I want to mention, remind myself and you about the outcome of taqwa. And the outcome of taqwa, the reward of taqwa, the fruit of taqwa is tawakkul. It's only the muttaqeen who can be the mutawakkilin. Without taqwa, there cannot be tawakkul. Tawakkul is not to be seen as passive, so-called, and I'm saying so-called because that's not really reliance, but passive reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul is the outcome of taqwa. Tawakkul is the outcome of sabr. And sabr is to do your best, is to employ every resource in your power, and then to recognize that results come from the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not from the application of the resource. And that is the reliance which is sabr. Sabr is not passively to sit around and say, well, you know, if it has to happen, it will happen. No. Sabr is to do the maximum. Now, question obviously comes, if we are doing the maximum, then why not rely on it? And if in the end, if only what Allah wants will happen, then why do anything? Because the concept of Qadr, our concept of Qadr is that what is written in Qadr can well be to say that you will get this result if you do this effort. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have written that. That is why make the effort. So it's not because the result is not happening because of the effort, but that is the Qadr. You will get this result if you make this effort. That is the whole thing is the Qadr. It's not the result by itself. So therefore, unless you make that effort, you will not get that result. So even though the result is coming apparently because of the effort, we know that it is not because of the effort, it is because of the amr of Allah Jalla Jalla. And to understand this is tawakkul. Tawakkul also is to be understood that tawakkul also is not to be happy with whatever we want. Sometimes we have this concept of tawakkul, that I want this particular thing, and then only if I get that, then I say alhamdulillah. And if I don't get that, I complain. That's not tawakkul. Is to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get whatever I need and to be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. That rida bil qada, to be pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is part of tawakkul. So the one who has tawakkul, the one who is the mutawakkil, is the person who is pleased, not just accepts, but is actually pleased with the qadr of Allah, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biyadihi al-khair, that in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only khair. And therefore, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed something for me, then this necessarily has to be good for me, no matter how it looks in terms of its outward appearance. Because there are many things which happen in our lives which are tests and tribulations, and we don't realize their value while we are going through them because the pain is too much and the discomfort is too much. But the one who understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has tawakkul on Allah, is the person who realizes that this trial and this tribulation and this difficulty is for my good. It's for my own good. So there is khair in the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the khair. We ask Allah to save us from all trials and tribulations. We ask Allah to save us from all difficulties. But at the same time, we accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without complaint, because we know that there is khair in this. And this can happen only for those who have tawakkul. And only those who have taqwa have tawakkul. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these two qualities and connected them, where he said in Surah Al-Anfal, إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. The quality of the believers, of the mu'mineen, of the muttaqeen is that when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, there is an effect on their heart. Something happens to their heart. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ The heart shivers with the fear and the grace and the majesty and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا When they hear the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is recited before them, when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe around them, their iman increases. Once again, a reflection towards the heart. Something happens to the heart. It's not a dead lump in the chest. Something is happening to this heart. The qalb is alive. It is responding to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a result of this is, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And they have tawakkul on their Rabb. This condition of the heart, yesterday as I mentioned, is a sign of taqwa. Taqwa is the constant awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives and the desire never to offend Allah, no matter what else happens, no matter who else is offended. This is our daily issue. You know, if I do something, then my friend won't like it, my family won't like it, somebody won't like it, but this thing is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The muttaqi is the one who says, look, I have to please only one, that is Allah. Khalas. And the great secret is that if you please Allah, then Allah ensures that everybody else is also pleased. Except those who have a problem with their iman. But other than that, everyone else is also pleased. So the one who has taqwa is the one who can have tawakkul. And this is the second inner quality of the strangers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the muttaqoon and mutawakkilun and to give us that peace and calmness of the heart which comes from having tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know that there is somebody in charge of my affairs who not only knows what is best but who has the power to do what is best. And therefore it makes eminent sense to rely on that one and not keep struggling. You know what happens? A friend of mine is a lifeguard, or he's not a professional lifeguard, but he knows, he's trained in saving lives, people who are drowning. And there was an incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us, but there was an incident where we were having the LEC in Malaysia last year when one of our brothers who was participating in the LEC, it was in the Gulf of Malacca, Straits of Malacca. So you were on the sea, and it's a fairly flat coast. So you can actually go out quite a distance in the sea if you swim. And this brother of ours, he went out, and he got cramps. So he was drowning. And this other friend of ours, this other very good dear brother of mine from Bangladesh, he was close to him. So he managed to save him. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the qudrat of Allah, wallahi. I mean, we didn't even know. This boy was out alone by himself. And I always make this dua. I say, Ya Allah, give me what I ask and give me what I didn't ask out of your own grace. This is my dua always. So I say, Ya Allah, give me what I ask and give me what I didn't ask out of your grace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I always make dua for the safety of everybody. So this boy was out there, then this brother of ours, Murshid, he also happened to be there. I mean, imagine, he's there, he happens to be in the same vicinity where this boy is swimming, and when he saw him in trouble, he was the one who got him out of that. And one of the things he said to us was very clear. He said, when you are trying to save somebody, the first thing you tell him is, don't struggle. Do not struggle. I've got you, just relax, don't do anything. Because if he struggles, more than likely, he will kill himself and he will kill the one who's saving him also. Because he will grab him and they both go down. So he says, don't struggle, don't move anything. I've got you, just relax. So he said, got him by the hair and he brought him to the shore. And alhamdulillah, both of them are alive. Alhamdulillah, both of them. My point of saying this is, because in that situation, if Allah subhanahu, if you are aware, Allah has got me, then stop struggling. Why are you struggling? I mean, you can't take Allah down with you, obviously. But my boy, why are you struggling? You're wasting energy, you're wasting all your emotion and everything else, and you're worried and stressed out and zapped out. For what? Alhamdulillah, ana tawakkultu ala Allah, I have tawakkul on my Allah. I made dua, khalas. If you made dua, then have some faith in this dua. What is the dua for then? Why did you make dua? If you have no faith, have dua. I made dua, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of my affairs. What then must I do? I do everything which I know to do. I don't just sit around. No. I make dua, then I do all that I know I must do. And then I relax. I just go and have a nice snooze. Why? Because alhamdulillah, I did what I had to do. It's in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got me, He's going to take me out of this mess. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out of his difficulties. وَيَرْضُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Why is Allah saying لَا يَحْتَسِبْ? He will provide him from sources. وَيَرْضُقُ is enough, no? He will provide him. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, will provide him from sources that he could not even imagine. Why? Because that is the essence of tawakkul. The essence of tawakkul is to expect it from sources which we can't even imagine. Because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. The one who has tawakkul on Allah, Allah will become sufficient for him. See the ayat of the Quran. That's why we must reflect on these things. Allah is not saying the one who has tawakkul, Allah will give him. No, Allah will become sufficient for him. He didn't say, Allah didn't say, I will fulfill his. No, I will become sufficient for him. And that is the dua I always make especially when I make dua for the Stand Brothers Academy. Because this, Allah, work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wants to do it, let him do it. We ask Him to do it. We make every effort and we ask Allah and we don't ask anybody else. It's part of our iman. Somebody asked me about fundraising. I said, my fundraising is 2 rakat of tahajjud. That's fundraising. I don't go and beg people for money. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Faqir mein aur bhikari mein farak hai. Samajhna chahiye. Hamari zaban mein Urdu mein. Faqir bhikari nahi hota. Faqir Allah wala hota hai. फ़कीर में और भिखारी में बहुत फ़र्क है. भिखारी भिखारी है, फ़कीर नहीं है. लेट अस बी वेरी क्लियर इन आवर माइंड. मे अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला मेक अस अमंग द फ़ुक़रा, मे अल्लाह मेक अस अमंग द मुतवक्किलून, मे अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला मेक अस अमंग द मुत्तकून. मे अल्लाह बी प्लीज विद यू एंड मी. वी आस्क अल्लाह टू मेक इट ईजी फॉर अस एंड वी आस्क अल्लाह सुब्हानहु व तआला टू बी प्लीज विद व्हाट वी डू एंड टू एनेबल अस टू डू दैट व्हिच इज प्लीजिंग टू हिम. व सल्लल्लाहु अला नबी अल करीम व अला आलिही व असहाबी अजमईन बि रहमतिका अरहमर राहिमीन. अलहम्दुलिल्लाहि रब्बिल आलमीन.